On the G&M Family Market phone line, we're happy to welcome back to the show Brian Sullivan of WABI TV5. Sully, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, Rich. How are you?
Outstanding, thank you. Kind of like spring out there today. If it would last, I'd be happy, but I'm looking at yucky stuff here early next week, freezing rain and things like that.
Yeah, it doesn't, I think, enjoy, savor the flavor today, because I think this weekend was going to be a little brisk. Yeah, it's certainly, winter doesn't want to say goodbye, does it?
No, apparently not. But, hey, we've got baseball going, spring football for the Maine Black Bears. Have you had a chance to get up and see them yet?
No, I think I'm a very fair-weathered fan when it comes to that. I actually saw Coach Denneke at the store the other day, and he gave me a little rundown about how it's been going. But he said the weather hasn't been too bad. But usually, I let them work out the kinks, and I'm a first scrimmage kind of a guy. You know, I think they have like a situational thing tomorrow, but then I think next Saturday is the first, kind of game action. I might be wrong, but I think that's the way it's going to go.
Well, yeah, especially when they were practicing at, 8 o'clock in the morning in mid-30s. No thanks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, love you guys, but I'll check out the tweets and I'll glean what I can from that.
Well, it's an interesting spring because for the first time in years, we're not scratching our heads wondering who the quarterback will be.
Yeah, it's kind of odd to not have that storyline to follow, isn't it? I think with a year under Ferg's belt, it'll be interesting to see that. I mean, I think they have some talent at that position, but, there's a reason you hand the reins over to him when you did, and now you can let him start to lead the squad. And, the first year, it's always nice when you've got these guys, you know what it goes, Rich and Carrie, just to have the new leaders step up when the seniors are gone, and I think that the guys are excited to see that. And with a guy like Ferguson, so young, he's going to be here for a long time, he could really take the bull by the horns here.
Yeah, absolutely. The big question seems to be the offensive line. They've got some big shoes to fill there, and then the running back position, but it sounds like the guys they've got, especially Ramon Jefferson, who looked awfully good in preseason last year, is turning some heads early on.
Yeah, some depth at the position, certainly nice. I know a lot of guys, there are a lot of guys and girls who follow in-state football. I always want to root for the Mainers. I think Joe Fitzpatrick's a nice little battering ram, short yardage kind of solution. So I think with Ramon and Fitzy, it could be a nice, spreading around of the backfield as opposed to what you saw with Josh Mack last year, where he's going to pile up all the carries. So, everybody gets a little taste. Not everybody's just gobbling up all those touches in the backfield. That's not a bad thing.
No. And it also sounds like another Black Bear, at least one, is going to get a shot to continue their career in the NFL. All the experts out there seem to feel like Jamil Demby's got a shot to be drafted maybe as high as the fifth round.
Yeah, I was talking with Joe a little bit the other day, and he was just talking to me about the level of interest that Jamil's gotten with in terms of where he's been invited. I know he was with the Saints the other day, and I think he was seeing the Jets, but five or six teams have seen him, and I wouldn't be surprised, Rich, if, and I'm just basing it on the way that I saw maybe the process go for Jerron McMillan. I think he was fourth round, maybe like 133rd. I mean, Demby, smart guy. I think that his numbers don't jump off the page. He doesn't bench press it 100 or doesn't do 225, 36 times. But he's got the tape. He's got the success. You can see him in game action. He's durable. And when he got his chances in those games, those Pro Bowl games or those, what do you call them? The kind of the All-Star games from college. He did so well that he got invited to the next thing around the best scouts around. And I think he's, fourth, fifth round. Somebody's going to really like what he does and brings to the table. And he's going to make some money. He's going to play on Sunday.
And did you see today a shout-out to Black Bear football from Bill Belichick?
Yeah, the New England teams. But it's true. Every year there's always a main guy who at least is, if not a draft pick, someone who catches on with a roster. And after a while, you keep on having a Black Bear stick. The word spreads around to the highest heights, to the hooded one. He knows what the Black Bears are doing up here in Orono.
What's going to happen down there, Sully? What do they look for? You think they try and replace a left tackle early in the draft? Will that be their top priority?
I don't cover the team. I watch them on Sundays like everybody else, and I hope that they just add talent to the roster. Being a fan and knowing that they kind of skipped out on that first-round pick the last couple of of years that they just they need to get some bodies out there, some cheap bodies, you know, get them on those rookie contracts. And yeah, sure, we better get a tackle. Maybe we'll get Samuel Demby in there. Let him protect Tom Brady's blind side. But you know, get some. You maybe what I have read is that the talent maybe picks 20 through 50 is around the same level. So if you can maybe trade back a little bit and add a few picks, it's maybe not the worst thing in the world. But yeah, I certainly hope that a tackle, maybe a linebacker, a cornerback, anything. They just need some more talent at a lot of positions would be. I hope they just don't trade out of the draft like they do in years past, you know?
What was going on in the news today? What did you cover for Channel 5?
Well, first of all, I had to defend my sometimes when you're young, you don't know any better. So Kid Rock tickets go on sale today, and I had to defend my appreciation of a mid-90s Kid Rock before I really, before he went country, I guess you could say. That was, I caught some guff in the newsroom for that. I didn't buy tickets today, but I was just saying, if someone was to offer me tickets, I perhaps would go to it. So that's what's going on. I also, it's a brave new world. I was just, when you called, they were training me on something that's called a TVU. And that's when you, the days of the live shot with the satellite truck that goes up high into the sky, those are gone. Now you just push a button and it's all cell phones and, digital, everything and another. So we got a new fancy toy and I was learning how to use that when you guys called. So thank you very much.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we could help out with that. Now, were people still hugging you when they saw you, or was that just for that special day a week or so ago?
That was a one-day thing, That assignment came down, and for those who didn't see, hug a news person day, one of those made-up national holidays. Like yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day, so, every day is a day. But, so I went around, and I made my little, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Love Actually, I made my signs, and I said, it's National Hug a News Person Day, so do you want a hug? And much to my chagrin, or I guess they didn't know what they were getting into, a lot of people wanted a hug. Certain times and places you can go to around the city of Bangor around 1 o'clock where people don't have a lot going on, perhaps, and they were more than happy to be throwing hugs around.
Well, look, as we said here, mostly Carrie's saying it, if it had been hug a news person from Northern Maine who attended West Virginia who gets up early in the morning, even then nobody would hug Wayne.
Wayne really, I think Wayne might have done the story 2 years ago, and I think he got like two hugs, and it was more just being shot down and pushed aside and maybe a couple of pity high fives and things like that. No, but Wayne, he gave it the old college try, the old mountaineer effort.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, let's admit it, he's just not as huggable as you are, Sully.
No, but it's a little softer impact on me. Wayne, Wayne's always posting videos of him at the gym. He's doing squats and stuff like that. Me, I'm more approachable than Wayne, I think.
Well, there's no question about it. That's why we love you. Brian, always great to talk with you. We'll be watching tonight, and we'll have you back again on the show sometime soon. And we'll hug you whenever we see you. You know that.
Well, I look forward to that. And I see you at a scrimmage sometime here soon, right?
When it's warm, yes, absolutely.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Sully. Brian Sullivan, WABI TV 5.